What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 304.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show about practical ancient wisdom and sciences for the modern mind. So, if you are new to our show, then I want to give you a warm welcome. In today's session, I'm going to share how I differentiate between my ego and my higher self. And I invite you to try this out for yourself and see if it makes sense for you too. But before we get started, I wanted to read out our most recent iTunes review with you, written by Sharao Dao, who writes, "I am so blessed to have come across AJ's podcast. I am learning and growing so much. These podcasts bring about a level of understanding that I have desperately needed in my life. Thank you so much, AJ, for the time and thought you put into each of these episodes. I also had the wonderful opportunity to speak with AJ personally through Skype after taking the chakra test and discuss with him my current issues and next steps along my healing path. Can't wait to sign up for the Chakra Sprint program. Namaste." Action Tribe, if you would like me to read out your review as well, then leave us a quick review by going to my7chakras.com/review. That's my7chakras.com/review, and support us and let me read out your kind words to the world. All right, so let's get started. Now for today's topic, I'd like to thank Brandy, who reached out to me via Facebook Messenger asking me this question. And I thought, why don't I share this on my podcast so that everyone can benefit from this? So the question once again is, when you hear that inner voice inside, how do you know whether it is your ego speaking or the voice of your higher self? All right, and I think that's a great question and something that made me think deeply, because this is something I'm sure that you're going through as well. I'm going to give you 5 clues to determine whether that inner voice that you feel within, stems from your ego or from your higher self. All right. So clue number one, when you're hearing this voice from within, firstly, check in with yourself. What are the emotions that you're going through right now? How is your body reacting to that voice? What are you feeling, right? Is this a good feeling, or does this voice make you feel uncomfortable or uneasy, right? For far too long, we've been trained to make decisions based on our intellect, but it's important to listen to your whole body when receiving information. Not just your intellect, but your whole body. And if the message or the implications of that message make you feel sick to the stomach, hurt in your heart, deeply disconnected from your root, or just uneasy, then chances are that you need to listen to it and do something about it. So firstly, whether or not the message is from your ego or from your higher self, it's time to start making whole body decisions rather than depending solely on your intellect and logic. Does that make sense? So clue number one is to check in with yourself and listen to your whole body. Now the next clue is to assess the short-term and long-term implications of the voice. Now, as you listen to that voice and check in with your whole body, it's also important to project into the future and assess the short-term and long-term implications of the impending decision. Because what I found is that our ego usually drives us towards short-term benefits, immediate benefits, right? Benefits that you can see within a minute, within an hour, or within a day maybe. But our higher self wants us to understand the importance of patience when it comes to long-term benefits. So here are a few examples. Oftentimes it is our ego that craves for that immediate satisfaction of gulping down 3 scoops of that Oreo ice cream in the fridge. On the other hand, our higher self lets us know that the love and the comfort and the ease that we seek doesn't come from the ice cream. The excess sugar and fat in the ice cream might satiate our desires in seconds, but in the long run, it'll lead to dissatisfaction in the form of illness or visits to the doctor, right? So another example is about relationships with loved ones. When it comes to arguments and disagreements, our ego voice always wants us to be right. It always wants us to have the last word. It wants us to have the upper hand. Now, that might feel great in the short term, but in the long term, such an approach is deteriorating your relationship. Does that make sense? Your higher self, on the other hand, wants you to think about the relationship in the long term, right? It wants you to put yourself in your significant other's shoe and feel how they are feeling. It wants you to go beyond words and sense the energy and the intentions of the other person. Do they have love, mutual respect, affection, and care for you in the long run? And based on the experiences and the times and the memories that you've shared together, and this is just an argument, your higher self wants you to know that any form of relationship, especially those with your closed ones, you know, people that are close to you, your husband, your wife, and that means not winning every argument, but working together for a mutually rewarding and nourishing relationship. Does that make sense? So clue number two is to assess both the short-term and the long-term implications of the voice that you're hearing. So let's move on to clue number three now, which is noticing the signs. Now, firstly, based on what I've noticed, our higher self talks less in words and more in the form of signs and symbols. So very often you might experience or you might receive a message or hear a voice within accompanied with a sign or a symbol within a matter of minutes, seconds, or even hours. Or you might get a message that it's time to get healthy, and within a few hours or immediately you get a call from a friend of yours who works out daily. Or maybe you lose your job or you get fired. And as you're heading out the doors of your workplace, you look at your watch and guess what? It is 11:11 a.m. This is most definitely a sign from your higher self that change is here, but that this temporary loss is only because your higher self has bigger and grander plans for you. So think about your life. Think about the experiences that you've had maybe over the last few weeks or even months. I'd say, don't just pay attention to the voice, but pay attention to what's happening around you. Notice the signs, the symbols, and the numbers around you. Now the next clue, which is clue number 4, is about the spiritual struggle. Your higher self does not always guide you towards the easiest and simplest path. Remember that. So for example, you might get a message from your higher self that you need to write a book, or that you need to start a podcast like mine, or that you need to start a new business, or that you need to wake up a bit earlier in the morning. And as soon as you get that message, you begin to feel amazing and you get flooded with emotions of excitement and promise in terms of what is possible for you, right? But within a few minutes after that, you might feel a bit dejected or sad because you have no idea how you're ever going to get there or make that happen. Does that seem familiar? Again, this second emotion is your ego speaking, because your ego assumes that all the efforts, all the ideas, all the input and all the support will have to come from within you. But your higher self recognizes that you are connected to this larger collective consciousness, and that if you tune into the right energies of abundance and flow, then the entire universe conspires to make things work for you. So it's not just you, but it's all of the universe, which essentially is an extension of you. But from your limited vantage point of your ego, you're not able to perceive the whole picture. You're not able to see the whole picture, right? So it takes going inward. It takes having the faith that even though you don't see the entire picture, you will trust that inner voice, and you will take that one step at a time, and you will raise your vibrations so that you can attract the conditions, circumstances, opportunities, and people that will help you co-create your magnificent vision. But again, that doesn't mean that everything will be easy. Your higher self wants you to be bold enough to think big, think long term, feel the fear, right? Feel the fear, but take that step anyway. Does that make sense? Now, clue number 5, that the voice stems from your higher self and not your ego, is if the outcome is for the greatest good of all concerned. So what do I really mean by that? Well, when you have this voice inside of you, ask yourself, if I listen to this voice and do as it says, will it lead to the greatest good of all concerned? If it does not, and if it's something that doesn't really light you up, and if you're doing this because other people might judge you or make an impression of you otherwise, then it's probably your ego mind that is trying to sneak in there. An example of this could be if your inner voice tells you to act a certain way, or pretend like you enjoy a sport, or show that you have an affinity for a certain set of ideals just because it'll help you look good in front of a group of strangers in a social situation, maybe a gathering or in a restaurant. Have you ever experienced something like this? You pretending like you're someone else is doing nobody any good. Just let your guard down and be your authentic, genuine, raw, unadulterated, and imperfect self. Don't worry about what people might or might not think about you. Everyone has those thoughts going on in their mind, okay? Which is actually driven by the ego. When you take the lead by being you, you let others be themselves as well, which is a powerful phenomenon. It's contagious because people can sense your energy. And being you is definitely in the interest of the greatest good of all concerned. Being you has the effect of raising your vibrations, and when you do that, you're more in touch with your higher self and your spiritual essence, that which you really, truly are. So ask yourself, will this decision or this action or this behavior lead to the greatest good of all concerned? And if it does, then it is indeed your higher self that is trying to communicate with you. So there you go, Action Tribe. Those were some clues that helped me differentiate between my ego voice and that of my higher self. So which clue did you resonate with the most? Let us know by adding a post in our official My Seven Chakras Facebook group at mysevenchakras.com/tribe. That's mysevenchakras.com/tribe. Now, if you want to strengthen your intuition, and your connection with your higher self, then balancing and aligning your chakras is the most powerful way to do so. We have an entire 6-week program that will help you activate and balance all your 7 chakras step by step from the root till the crown. Learn more by visiting my7chakras.com/energy training. my7chakras.com/energy training. I'd love to support you on your healing journey. And if you're on Instagram, then take a screenshot of this episode on your phone and tag me so that I can share it with our community on Instagram and Facebook. My handle is @my7chakras, @my7chakras. And finally, Action Tribe, if you appreciate the new format of our show and would like to support us, then please donate to our movement. Go to my7chakras.com/support, my7chakras.com/support, and give us a one-time donation via PayPal, which is completely safe and secure. I hope you have a great day ahead, Action Tribe, and until next time, keep taking action.
Thank you for listening to My 7 Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.